Hello all, it's Matt.
And Isabella.
We decided to spice things up for this week's vlog by interviewing each other. So without further ado, let's get to it.
I'll start us off. How are your classes going at Edinburgh Napier? Did you have any interesting lectures or assignments this week?
Classes are going quite well. In my introduction to journalism module, I've been looking at print media's coverage of homelessness. While in my data analytics course, I've been practicing data cleaning and preparation using Wicca and OpenRefine. Speaking of coursework, outside of our Napier classes, we're also taking Survey of Scottish Issues with Dr. Armstrong. You've been pretty active in our class discussions. Care to give our readers an overview of what you've learned?
Well, this class is definitely focused on media in Scotland, but when you take the time to analyze another culture, you tend to reflect back on your own quite a lot. I often find myself comparing and contrasting Scottish media with American media. For example, in America, we tend to get our news through digital content, like on TV or on social media. But in Scotland, many people still read daily newspapers and tabloids to get updates on current events. And this is something that has evolved over history, as Edinburgh has been known as the literary center of the UK, while America is generally known as a leader in the entertainment industry.
I also love our movie classes. They're a good blend of education, entertainment, and free pizza.
For sure. So, you're interning at QuickServe, right? What type of projects have you been working on this week?
I've been looking at the digital order receipts from our client's self-ordering kiosks. I'm performing what's called a market basket analysis, where I'm looking to see what products the kiosk can recommend to shoppers based on what's been placed in the cart. It works just like the suggested items tab on Amazon.
That's really cool.
Thanks. It's basically a massive formula, and it's kept me pretty busy lately. What about you? What do you do to stay busy outside of working class?
I've done so much since arriving in Edinburgh. I've made friends with other international students at Napier, and we've gone hiking and we've seen movies together. When it's cold and rainy out, I'll stay home and I'll watch some British TV shows like The Bodyguard, and I'll listen to Breaking the News on BBC Scotland Radio. I try to put myself out there as much as I can, so I've been trying my hand at stand-up comedy. You should come to one of my open mic nights and check it out.
Awesome. I definitely should. It's easy keeping busy with all the traveling we do, too.
What's better than exploring Scotland with all of your closest friends? What did you think about our trip last weekend to the Orkney Islands?
I didn't expect the Orkney Islands to have such a varied history, with sites like the Ring of Brodgar dating back to before 2000 BC. Meanwhile, the Italian chapel tells the memories of 550 captured Italian prisoners of war from World War II that were forced to construct the shrine. These two places were definitely highlights to remember. What were some of your highlights from the trip to Orkney this past weekend?
I thought our visit to the Tomb of the Eagles was awesome. Just hearing all about the Neolithic history from Kathleen, the daughter of the man who discovered the tomb, was such a surreal experience. My favorite part, though, was walking along the South Ronaldsay Cliffs on the way back. The rocks were absolutely breathtaking, and I got some really good pictures of our classmates there. Hey, I almost forgot it was Halloween last week. Want to tell everyone what we did that night?
To celebrate Halloween this year, we decided to go on a ghost tour around Edinburgh. Learning about the dark secrets of the Blair Street's vaults was equal parts educational and spooky. I was only slightly freaked out after our final stop at the Black Mausoleum in Greyfriars Kirkyard, home of the Mackenzie Poltergeist.
I was freaked out the entire time.
You definitely were. Okay, last question. Any projects, trips, or plans coming up that you're excited for?
Well, I've got trips planned to the Netherlands, Ireland, France, and Spain. Traveling is so exciting. But I'm also still excited about my classes and my internship. At work, we've got some film shoots coming up that I'll get to help out with. And for my TV scriptwriting course, I have to submit an original TV pilot as my final. There's so much going on here, and it's hard to believe how fast the semester is flying by.
Well, that wraps up our interview. Thanks for following along on our journey through week 8 in Edinburgh.
Bye!